Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Public Works Director Miles Nelson. And, you know, springtime is here. It may not feel like it. It may not look like it. But it is here. And there are some certain housekeeping things that we always like to bring them in to talk about what's going on in Price City and the different projects and things that are coming up, things to look out for, and just getting ready for spring cleaning and those kinds of things. So Miles is always nice enough to come in around this time of year to talk with us about it. Miles, how are you today?
Doing well, thanks, Dave.
Let's first and foremost, how are things going as far as Price City Public Works right now?
In general, things are going well. We're getting ready for the spring work to be done and anxious to move forward from snow removal to making our city look beautiful.
And that's what it's all about. And this year we should have plenty of water to deal with as far as keeping it that way. Let's talk about water and the water resources first up, okay?
Sure. Yeah, I just checked this morning. We're about 200% of normal on the top of the mountain, both at White River and up on top of Mammoth Cottonwood. And that's on Mammoth Cottonwood, that equates to about 7 feet of snow and 31 inches of water up there. And then on White River, we're about 5 feet of snow with 18 inches of water equivalent. So there's a lot of water to come down the mountain. The challenge is we only get to capture the Mammoth Cottonwood side. We don't get to capture the White River side.
Well, and the other part of it, too, is it's going to come down and it's going to go into Schofield. And, you know, after the last couple of years, Schofield has kind of taken a beating. It'll be nice to see it, you know, get filled back up a little bit.
That's for sure. It's about 25% full right now. So we definitely need a lot of that water in the reservoir.
So the thing about it is, yes, we had a great winter. Let's be totally honest. It was a good winter, and it was a good winter statewide. But that doesn't mean, you know, maybe we should go back to what we were doing. What we did the last few years worked, didn't it? And is that kind of the way forward that Price City is kind of going to take this?
We'd hope that the citizens would continue their great practices of conservation in spite of a good year. We have a lot of water this year, but that doesn't mean we're going to have a lot of water every year. And so as we continue those conservation practices, watering wisely and using our water wisely, we're going to have our water resources taken care of in the future as well.
So we just need to continue doing what we've been doing. And because once again, this was a great winter. But how many winters like this, I guess the big question is, and nobody really knows for sure, how many winters like this is it going to take to get Schofield back to where it was? That's the key question, I think.
It takes a bunch of them, and usually we don't get them two in a row. So that's a good point.
So we've got to be prepared for that. Another thing that we need to be prepared for when things start to melt and water starts to run is flooding. And the best thing to do is get out ahead of it, right?
Exactly. Especially if you've known you've had flooding challenges in your neighborhood before, it's important to be prepared. We don't know what the flooding situation will be this year. It all depends on the weather. And when the snowpack melts and comes down, how fast it comes down, how slow it comes down, we don't know. We hope it comes down gradual and everything's fine, but Mother Nature's can be very unpredictable. So what we've done in the past is we've made sandbags available for citizens that are concerned about their properties. They're welcome to come get them. There's no charge for those. They're available 24/7 in our yard, in our parking lot there at the domes there on 6 South. So come on down to the Public Works office and pick up what you need for your protecting your property as you get closer to that time where the water's coming down faster.
And once again, I think the important thing is if you know that you've had issues, get it taken care of now. Get out ahead of it and make sure that you're being very preventative when it comes to that.
Exactly. If I was in that situation with my property, I would definitely assume that there could be flooding and prepare.
And the other part of it, too, is I guess in the looking back, there is a little bit of positivity about having these nice days and then it cools off and it snows again and having nice days and then it cools off again. Is it kind of will slow that from all coming down at once? But eventually it's all got to come down, doesn't it?
It will. It will. It'll get warm eventually and hopefully it's had that chance to at least partially come down first.
And the other thing that you got to worry about with water is weeds, because, you know, more water, that's you're going to have weeds everywhere now.
Exactly. The weeds grow whether there's water or not, but when there is water, they take off immensely. So we're just reminding the city ordinance to maintain your properties, to keep the weeds down on your properties. and also the responsibility that citizens have to take care of the weeds out to the edge of the asphalt in your parkways, in the gutters. That's the responsibility of the citizens. If someone has a challenge or physically can't take care of things, they can give us a call. We can try to find some volunteers or other resources to help them, but it is a responsibility of each citizen to take care of their frontage on their property.
And I think the one thing, and we always talk about this as well, if you know that you have a neighbor that has issues getting out, maybe they're disabled, maybe they're a senior citizen, and you know mobility is an issue for them. If you know, just head on over and knock on the door and say, hey, we're going to take care of this for you, and then that way they don't have to worry about it. That's one good thing we can always count on the people of Carbon County to take care of, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And the other thing with that, too, is with the last few years, Price City has done this, and it's worked out pretty well. You are not going to have the normal Price City cleanup. However, the county is going to open the landfill for free to the public, isn't it?
They are. They've declared that April 22nd through May 6th, the landfill will be open free to residents to dump. That will not include businesses, but it will be available to residents who want to clean up their properties and take that out to the dump. There's no charge for that. And so we encourage people to take advantage of that generosity from the county to do that and to take care of their yards and make Price beautiful. We all need to take pride in our community and clean up our yards and take some pride in our own properties.
And the other thing about that too is that Price City is going to really focus on Price City properties and you know doing maintenance and infrastructure deals and things like that. So you guys will be out and about, and that's another thing that people maybe need to be more cognizant of and looking out for that kind of stuff as well, right?
Exactly. In the past, it's become a 3 to 4 week process to try to help the citizens haul their stuff off from their properties, and then in that time frame, we are getting no other work done on the roads or other infrastructure with the city. So that decision was made 3 or 4 years ago that we would focus on our properties and try to be a better example with our properties so the citizens could follow suit and take care of their own.
And so they'll be Price City will be working on that. Are there any current or upcoming city projects that people need to be aware of and look out for?
Sure. With the receding of the snow and the weather conditions continue to be wet, though, the potholes continue to be a menace to our community. It's very hard to take care of those until the weather conditions improve with drier weather and warmer weather, because we don't get real asphalt until the warmer weather shows up late April. So we do fill them with what we call a cold mix, but it doesn't last very long. So we're still trying to stay ahead of those until that warmer weather, and then we'll put in some more permanent solutions on the potholes. But the big thing about potholes is if people can let us know where they're at, we don't find them all every time on our own. So as you can refer us to where you're having trouble with potholes, we'd love to hear from you, and we can come take care of those.
So yeah, please be patient. They will get to them. It's just that with the weather being the way that it is, it's kind of dicey to try and get them taken care of. And then how about where are we sitting right now with the lower elevation reservoir?
Well, we wish we had it in place this year. It would make a huge difference to be able to gather that water from White River, but it still emits the environmental impact statement process. That's quite a lengthy process where they vet out the project and make sure that it's the right thing to do and that there's no other alternatives to us solving our water situation for our area. So it's an important process, but it's going to take another year before we wrap that up. And so we are excited about the prospect for what the results may be, that we can have a reservoir to capture some of this runoff that we have to let go by and down the river. We can't capture that water right now that goes from the White River side.
And that's very unfortunate, but hopefully that'll be changing within the next few years. We'll look at it that way. Maybe we'll have a direction that we can take off in that way. And then wrapping up, water system study.
This is one that we've known for a few years that our aging infrastructure needs to be looked at. We have a water treatment plant that's very functional, does a great job of treating our water. It is not been brought up to some modern technology that may help us with competing with the algae that sometimes shows up in our system in our river. When we treat water from the river, we do sometimes deal with algae. There's better systems and better new technologies that we're looking at going into that may help us fight that battle better. And so we're having that water treatment plant evaluated this year for that as well. We have spring lines that feed our springs to our water treatment plant that feed the system for our main water supply. Those are approaching 95 years old age, and so we're taking and evaluating those lines to make sure they don't fail on us before we can replace them or refurbish them. So we're having the study done on both the water treatment plant and our spring lines to make sure that they're in good order and what we need to do to upgrade.
And this is all going on. Lots of great stuff always going on, and most of it's behind the scenes, so you don't see it, but it's still good things that are going to happen for the city of Price. Miles, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us this morning. We appreciate the time.
I really appreciate your time, Dave. Thanks.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.